B-Pod Studios.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome in. Happy Tuesday morning to everyone. Good morning, Bob.
You're happy today.
Pat Egan with an act of kindness this morning. Start the day off. What's not to like? Yeah. Hope everyone had a lovely rest of the Monday. Pat Egan and I had a discussion last week about the Sizzlies at Wawa. And we both agreed that the pork roll, egg, and cheese is the one Sizzly to rule them all. But it's not, you know, it's not always there. So it's kind of like a gem. It's got like a mysterious kind of...
Uh-huh. And he got you one.
So he just, out of the blue, saw a pork roll, egg, and cheese this morning, thought of his man Jamie, got him a Sizzly.
Nice.
It was a very nice gesture.
It's good on Egan. It smells good.
It's, well, I didn't get to enjoy it all, but the couple bites I had were pretty good.
Well, I'm sure you'll enjoy the rest on our next break. I hope you two have a lovely breakfast together. Phillies looked flat last night.
Yeah.
According to Jake Arrieta.
Yeah, should we just get right into it? Jake
yes.
Arrieta is probably going to be talked about a lot today in Philadelphia. And
in New York, too. His teammates should be going after him.
You think?
Yeah. Not going after him, fighting,
well, no,
but like,
fighting,
you know, what the
like,
hell?
Whose job is that?
Bryce Harper's number one. I mean, he said he can't get thrown out of a game. We need him in right field, which is all good and true. But then to say that the rest of the team, I'm pitching my ass off and the rest of the team's doing nothing behind me and all that stuff, like, come on, team game. I don't know. I don't like seeing that. Maybe the team needs a kick in the butt. Maybe he sees that he's the one that needs to do it, having lost four or five.
But, well, he's been your most consistent guy this year. He is, I would say...
He's been your most consistent guy in four starts.
Yeah, I mean...
I'm not... You're right.
Yeah.
But, like, is that what his backing is? I've been great this year, so I can call everybody out.
I think he's assumed a leadership role on this Phillies team. So if you're just joining the show, the Phillies lose 5-1 last night up in New York. Reese Hoskins had a solo home run in the third inning, second inning,
something like that.
The rain delay. I mean,
it kills us. Rain delays are the worst.
I saw 8:45 start, and I was like, "Yeah, I'll see a couple innings." All right,
yeah, cool. That's all. That's you know, pretty much.
By the way, before we get into Arrieta, I thought Jimmy Rollins was a breath of fresh air in there. I thought it was awesome.
He was, as I said to you earlier today, he was Tony Romo-esque. And you know how much I like Tony Romo in the booth.
Yeah.
He was really good. Yeah. Getting in the guys' heads, what they might be thinking, what they could be doing, what to look for. If this pitch comes, look to take it up the middle. Boom. Pitch it up the middle.
He talked bunting technique.
He was terrific.
He was really good about getting, you know, when you come around on a bun. He was very insightful, very good. He's funny. He's just a talented dude. He's like one of those guys that... No matter what he does, he'll be good at it.
He reminds me of you a little bit.
We have that same characteristic, where we just, you know, dominate whatever the task is.
Yeah, there's no task too heavy. No, you know, task too large, no burden too heavy.
Yeah.
You just carry through perfectly.
Yeah, yeah. We're actually, like, polar opposites in that way. But it's nice. I just think he's good at whatever he does. And he's in the booth again tonight. He's doing back-to-back nights. I don't know if there's any rhyme or reason, probably just his scheduling, why or when he'll be doing the broadcast, but great move by NBC Sports Philly. I thought he was great.
Yeah, he
was. Can't wait. I'll definitely look forward to his games for sure. He's already the best former Philly part-time contributor.
Wow. You just jumped him over Kruk and Schmitty, huh?
Well, Kruk's full-time.
I like Kruk. Oh, Kruk's full...
Is he? Is he not? Maybe not.
I don't think I hear him on every broadcast.
He's not full-time. All right, so sorry. I'll walk that back. I was just taking a Schmidt shot. And not a shot. I just think Jimmy is
say Schmidt shot a lot, like five times quick. That's not going to come out well.
No, I just think Jimmy is, he's good. So, they lose the game 5-1. Bryce Harper in the fourth inning gets ejected from the dugout as Cesar Hernandez gets called on. It wasn't even a third strike. I think it was a second strike. It was high and outside.
Oh, my. It wasn't even close.
It wasn't close.
And he also missed earlier. Amet was stealing. So it was a pitch. And, you know, obviously, Realmuto had to get up and throw. I mean, the pitcher, they showed the box, the strike zone, after the pitch. The umpire, I guess, just forgot, oh, I got to call the pitch, too, before I watch the throw go to second. I mean, it couldn't have been any more right down the middle.
Yeah.
And called it a ball.
Yeah,
he struggled last night.
He did not have a good night watching Ricky Bowe this morning, who, you know, believe it or not, Ricky probably knows a little bit more about pitching than I do. I'll give him that nod.
Maybe.
No, I love Rick. But he definitely knows his stuff, and he was like, yeah, the umpire, I'm not one to harp on umpires. And he doesn't really. You never really hear Rick go off.
Everybody
and he
has an off night.
Yeah, he said he did not have a good night behind the plate.
No, he didn't.
So that led to Bryce Harper. We'll hear from Gabe Kapler in a little bit. But Gabe just said it was normal chirping from the dugout. You know, chirping that you hear in every dugout on every night of every night of the year. So I guess Bryce Harper says something. I forget the umpire's name. It's escaping me. Brain fart. I'm only on my first coffee.
Umpires don't need names.
No, they should be those who are nameless.
Yeah.
So I guess Bryce says something, and all of a sudden Gabe Kapler decides to storm the field ahead of Bryce Harper. Bryce Harper follows Gabe out by about maybe 5 or 6 steps. And Gabe, that was the most animated I have seen Gabe Kapler in a Phillies uniform.
Gabe was presenting beautifully.
He was fired up.
Yeah.
I'm shocked.
Ready to roll.
I'm shocked he didn't get thrown out.
Well, yeah, so was Tom McCarthy on the
game. Wow. He actually shoved Harper back twice.
Yeah.
Physically, it was like, get out of here. This is my battle. I think he was trying to get ejected before Bryce, is how I read it.
Yeah, well, he didn't have a chance because what preceded him coming out of the dugout was Bryce getting ejected.
Right.
But
he was trying to fall on the sword for the team.
Exactly.
And, you know, maybe prevent further damage or whatever.
And the ump was like, look, if I'm going to struggle all night, you're going to have to stand there and watch me all night. Like, getting thrown out sometimes, you know, coaches want to. We all know how that goes.
Yeah, totally.
I like the umpires that don't do it. Nah, you know what? Screw you. You're going to have to stand here just like me on this cold, rainy night.
Yeah. Yeah, the 2-hour delay affected us, too. We're all miserable.
Yes.
So that was that. The Phillies, sometimes when you get that ejection, it gets a shot of adrenaline into the team. Did not happen for the Phillies last night.
Nah, not
stagnant
so much.
The rest of the evening. So then they go into the clubhouse after the game, and Jake Arrieta is talking with the reporters. I believe some of these back and forths are with Todd Zalecki and Matt Gelb from MLB.com and The Athletic, respectively. And Arrieta, you took umbrage with what he said here. I think he's assumed a leadership role, quote unquote, and I think he's trying to be pretty stern with the locker room. Look, I mean, we'll play the comments. There's about 3 cuts here. They're all pretty damning. And then we'll get into what he said. But here's the first one where he's talking about them being flat start to finish last night, courtesy NBC Sports Philly.
No, look, I mean, he's got to understand. Look, we need him in right field. I don't care how bad the umpire is. He wasn't great for either side. I'm out there trying to make pitches. He misses some calls. So what? Like, we need him out there. We were flat from start to finish. 2-hour delay. It doesn't matter. We have to be ready to play. We weren't, and it showed.
Okay.
All right, that's okay. All right, they weren't ready to play. You know, I'm out there making pitches.
But yeah,
I would keep the eye out of it.
Yeah, the umpire's giving me the same business, Bryce. So,
right.
You know, I think he's basically saying, hey, look, as the cornerstones of this team, kind of, you know, I got the pitching rotation, you got the clubhouse, or the lineup, I should say. We got to be there.
Okay.
I think that's what he's saying.
Okay. That one wasn't so bad.
Like, as a vet, all right, we got to be better.
Yeah.
All right.
And like I said, having lost 4 or 5, maybe it's time for a size 12.
I think they're stale.
Okay.
So I think that's what he's trying to do there.
Okay.
Now there's 2 more.
There is.
We'll keep going, Bob.
He could have stopped there.
Try not to throw something. All right.
I know.
Too
early
to throw.
All right. I would throw a sandwich at you, but Egan didn't get me one. So
here's Jake Arrieta on NBC Sports Philly. Talking about the ejection should have given the team a boost, and it still didn't.
He goes down. We need the next guy to come up and be ready to go. Emotionally, it should have given us a boost, but it didn't. We were flat. The dugout was flat. Defense wasn't good. Didn't throw the ball well as a staff overall. We got beat. It went in We started at 8:45, and I don't think our guys were ready to play. That's why.
Okay, so far, so you're okay with that one?
I'm okay.
So far, so good. Should have stopped there.
They were flat.
Uh-huh.
I don't think you can deny that.
No, I'm not denying
They've been flat for a couple nights.
Uh-huh.
All right. Well, let's get to the
frustrating series.
Let's get to the third cut.
Okay.
All right, let's not throw any chairs.
Don't do it. Don't do it, Jake.
I don't think it's as bad as you make it out to be. We'll see. Here's Jake Arrieta talking about it's troubling.
Well, it's troubling, yeah. When I'm out there doing everything I can to win a game, I need my guys behind me, and they weren't.
No, that's where he loses me. My guys behind me, and they weren't. There was also more damning stuff I thought that he said. I'll look it up during the break. But when you go to the I, them, in a locker room, it rarely works. Put it that way. In professional sports, it rarely works. When a teammate, you can call out other teammates and stuff like that, but do it to the faces or do it in a different way than...
Maybe he has.
Maybe he stormed
the locker room and flipped a Gatorade table with coolers on it.
Okay. Well, yeah, maybe
if he did that first and then says it in public, are you okay?
No. No, I'm not for the public calling out so much. I'm really not. I'm really not. Like, what good does that do? And you think he's doing it publicly after doing it privately too?
No,
I hear you.
Probably not. No.
Yeah, probably not. So like I'm somebody in the field, I'm somebody on the team, and I see I'm out there pitching my ass off and you guys aren't doing anything. You guys are pretty much dead after a 2-hour rain delay. Like, that's not fair to me.
Well, I mean, is it a legit point?
All right, two players come out and say, you know, man, we scored 5 runs tonight. Should be enough. Like, well, what the hell is Jake giving up 7 for? Yeah, you never hear a positional player call out a pitcher.
Yeah, I hear you.
So I don't know.
I think he's trying to wake the team up. I think
that's the manager's job, not his.
That's fair, but I mean, would you assume he's one of the 2 or 3
positional
leaders?
On the team? I mean, yeah, of course. He's a Cy Young Award winner. He's an older guy and all that. But, you know, I'm a guy that goes out there every day. You have injuries. You have all these things going on. I'm out there every day playing. Every day. Just came off of a West Coast trip where you got your asses handed to you. You know, you're probably dog tired after a Sunday of travel. You're in New York.
Yeah,
you get a 2-hour rain delay.
That's a predictable spot.
Yeah. And here comes this guy that goes out there once every 5 days and is questioning me. You know, and not being alive. Like, yeah, I have some issues with
Bryce Harper, do you?
I'll tell you what. Let me put it this way, James. I would have minded it less and maybe even liked it had he not pitched last night.
Had he not pitched, you would have been more okay with it.
If he came out and said, I don't know what's going on with our guys. They were flat. It wasn't fair to, I don't know, Vinny or whoever it was that they pitched their ass off and the team wasn't behind them because they weren't mentally into it. I would respect that. The fact that you go out there saying, I'm pitching my butt off. I'm out there competing and my team isn't. I'm sorry. That rubs me the wrong way.
If you're...
And I'm not a sensitive
Bryce,
dude. I'm just looking at it the way teammates might
look at it. Well, Bryce is already out of it at that point. Is that his responsibility as a... As a lineup leader to address it with Jake? Or is it something you just let go?
No, I talk. No, no way.
Or do you say, yo, dude.
As soon as I see it or see it on TV or in the paper, no. Not that I'm looking to fight the guy or anything, but
you have to have those uncomfortable conversations sometimes.
Absolutely, you do. Right away. That's exactly. I can't stand the passive aggressive. Now what? Is one of the positional players going to go in front of a camera or go to a reporter
next
and say,
time Jake has
I don't think he should have said that? No, you go right to Jake and you say, yo, dude, what you thinking?
My question is, whose job is it? Is it Bryce? Is it McCutchen?
I don't know if it's a job.
Is it Gabe?
Yeah. It's all Gabe. I mean, it's Gabe first and foremost. I mean, Gabe was the one that should have been saying the stuff that Arrieta said.
Do you think Gabe liked it? I know I'm asking a lot of questions.
I hear you.
I think it's an interesting dynamic in baseball.
Gabe may have asked him to do it.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, there's no question. Gabe may have asked him to do it, but, and if that's the case, good on Arrieta for doing it and, you know, taking one for the team. But, I don't know. I just, time and circumstances, 20 games into the season, you know, maybe get ahead of what could turn into a bad losing streak, try to nip it in the bud. Okay. I the public part of it, I don't get it, and I don't exactly love it.
We'll see if it works tonight. 7-10 in New York.
They win tonight. Jay Carter. Yeah. It's all Jay Carter.
Arrieta 2020 for president.
Yeah,
if
okay,
it works tonight. Zach Eflin faces Wheeler up there tonight. 7-10 in City Field.
And I'll tell you what else disturbs me about Jake Arrieta.
Ooh. All right, let it out, Bob. Let it out.
Can you get him a size up in the pants?
Oh, he's a hipster.
It's so disturbing to watch him throw a pitch, stand there to catch the ball from the catcher.
Oh, I thought you meant in his locker room.
In the uniform.
Well, he's a hipster,
and his uniform's up his ass. Like, I mean, it's literally riding up his, you know.
He goes tight jeans off the field, tight pants on the field. I don't think you're not going to change it. He's a hipster.
Yeah, I mean,
I follow him on Instagram.
Just go a size up. Instead of the extra mediums, you know, maybe get a large.
The ladies like the definition of the butt, Bob.
Good for ladies.
I know, he's got to give him that little...
As long as he's comfortable. But he doesn't look comfortable.
I know Pat Egan will, because I'm having a brain fart, and I know he'll have this answer. Jack in Major League 2. Jack who? Ah! The shimmy shake makes all the
ladies...
Yeah,
I remember him. I forget the name.
Jack...
I'll get it for you.
Jack Parker. God, Egan, come on, man. That's a movie trivia. Right up your alley.
I haven't had my coffee yet.
Well, I'm sure you bought it for yourself right after you got the sandwich for Jamie.
Have you seen Major League 2, Bob?
I think so. Some of it.
Jack Parker, do you know what I'm...
Dude, that movie's like 50 years old.
Do you know what just turned 18 yesterday?
Yes.
Made me feel
Shrek.
Old.
Shrek.
Yeah.
Yeah.
18 years old.
I love that
That's
movie.
That's half my
we
life.
We just watched it recently. My daughter turned it on like one Saturday night
still
or something
funny,
like that.
I'm sure.
Oh, it's the best.
Eddie Murphy and
Eddie
Mike
Murphy
Martin.
Was phenomenal in that.
Donkey.
Yeah.
18 years old, Shrek. Sad.
Yeah, wow.
Yeah. So back to this. Actually, let's listen to Gabe Kapler on NBC Sports Philly in the locker room last night talking about the ejection, and then we'll dive into the Sixers game tonight, and we'll start looking ahead to the Raptors because that series is over. Here's Gabe Kapler in the locker room talking about his ejection with the home plate umpire.
That ejection was warranted?
I didn't.
Why not?
Because there was normal chirping from the dugout that is... In every dugout, every single night, it was no different.
What did you think of the strikes then tonight?
Our dugout did not agree with Mark. A lot of Mark's calls. I think everybody can go back and look at the game and form their own opinions.
Gabe was pissed. He had the clenched jaw, short on the answers, which is very unlike him. He was fired up, and we'll see. It's going to be an interesting game tonight.
Yeah.
They're on a slide. They're only 12-10.
They've lost 4 or 5, yeah. I mean, you know.
They're still tied for first place with the Mets, but this division is going to be brutal.
They're going to beat up on each other all year long.
It's going to be a slugfest.
Among the Nationals, the Braves, the Mets, the Phillies, they're just going to beat up on each other all year long. It's going to be fun to watch.
It is, but, you know, you'd like to not... You'd like to write the ship. It's only 4 or 5, like we said, but so the Sixers tonight, this is a lock. It's an absolute lock, Bob. I think they're down to 7.5 points. I would guess that they absolutely blow them out. I think the Nets are dead.
I'm kind of leaning that way.
Yeah. So here's a stat courtesy of our buddies at Crossing Broad. Home teams favored by at least 8 points that are coming off a Game 4 win are straight up 23-0. In terms of the spread, they're 13-9-1 in Game 5s since the 2005 postseason. 23-0.
Not bad.
I mean,
yeah.
I would lay the spread tonight, but the it's kind of split right down the middle in terms of spread. But in terms of winning straight up, that is that's tough to argue against.
Ben Simmons in the last two games, 18 for 25 from the floor.
Damn.
Yeah.
By the way, speaking before we derail for 1 second, did you see the play that Giannis made last night?
Yeah, I did.
Yeah. I think he was in the air like 6.5 seconds.
Well, it's funny because earlier in the game he had this similar play, but he kept going up and had the one-handed dunk.
Yeah.
This one he went up and they fouled him and kind of brings it back down as he's falling, throws it up there.
It was Jordan-esque.
Yeah, it was.
In terms of hang time and like switching hands and
I watched that game for a little while too. He is so good.
And he doesn't really have a three-pointer. Like, he'll shoot one occasionally.
Yeah, he's shooting. He made one last night. I think they said he was 18% from three-point in the series.
So, yeah, Ben Simmons, keep watching that Giannis tape. But he's unbelievable. So it's going to be Bucks-Celtics rematch. This was the Bucks' first playoff win since 2001. What do you make of the Boston Milwaukee series?
It's going to be a good one. I think Boston's playing really good basketball right now.
They are.
They're sharing the ball really well. It's not. The teams are kind of polar opposites, where Milwaukee relies so much on one player, and Boston's really playing that team game now. Kyrie Irving in the clincher. Brain fart. Who did they play? Over Indiana. I think he only had like 13 shots in the game four final.
Mm-hmm. Hayward took over.
Hayward had 20. Horford had like 19 shots, whatever it may be. But
Horford,
they're playing.
Saves his best game for the Sixers.
Yeah. But you know what? I don't know why. My confidence is growing and growing. Should the Celtics come out of that series and should the Sixers advance and then play Toronto and then beat them? I feel comfortable against Boston more than I ever have.
Has your Sixers confidence grown over the last five games?
Yes.
So has mine.
Very much.
By a decent amount.
Because I've seen them make adjustments defensively. I've seen great things out of their offense. You know, Joel Embiid is just unstoppable. I mean, it's ridiculous the things that he can do on the floor. And the fact that he's a go tonight, and it looks like,
not officially a go.
Well, he's probable. I said it looks like he's a go for tonight.
Yeah, I mean, I guess that's as good as we'll get now.
Yeah, from here on out, I still don't understand anything about these injuries with this team, but whatever. Hopefully for the rest of the playoffs, he's just a go and you don't have to worry about him.
Yeah. Yeah. So we can start looking ahead to Toronto.
It's tomorrow.
Tomorrow?
Yeah.
Fine.
Okay. Why can't you just look at this last game? Why can't you just get all Jared Dudley'd up for one last time?
I appreciate that he's played the role he's played. I always love having a new enemy.
Yeah.
Face to hate.
Here's what I proposed to you yesterday, and it's a pretty decent question to put out there. Every playoff series, like whether it's NHL, NBA, whatever, maybe baseball, there's always somebody on the other team. There's always a player on the other team that really gets under your nerves. This one, obviously, under your skin. Obviously, this one,
who's
Jared Dudley.
Who's going to be on Toronto?
Who's going to be on Toronto?
I think you nailed it.
Well, who did you say originally?
I may have said Van Fleet.
Yeah, you did. You did. You said Van Fleet.
But I don't.
Which is good.
But I like his game too much, I think, to hate him.
Okay. I said Serge Ibaka.
And I was like, yeah, you're right. He played that role with the Thunder. He'll play that role
here. I can see him a couple hard fouls on Joe.
Yeah.
And, you know,
he's going to try and make Joe's life physically tough.
Yeah.
And he's the body type that can.
Absolutely. Yeah.
He's a big man.
Yeah.
Yeah, that'll be a good one. I guess we'll have to wait till tomorrow to talk about the Raptors.
Yes. I just hope. So, Boston, Milwaukee's already said if the Sixers and Toronto both win tonight, that'll be
Saturday.
Well, the earliest they can start is Saturday or Sunday.
I told my wife she can't go into labor during game one.
Yeah, that doesn't matter what you tell her, really.
Is it bad form if I bring like a tablet and stream it in?
No, I remember during.
Because I think Egan watched something.
I watched the Super Bowl.
Yeah, he watched the Super Bowl. So I can follow
on replay, right?
Yeah, well, I found it on YouTube. And then as he came out, Tom Brady had fumbled.
Phillies played the Padres when my first kid was born. It was an afternoon game, and I was in the delivery room watching that. So,
oh yeah,
you're cool. Yeah,
all right, cool.
There's not much you can do. It's pretty much all on them.
I just gotta,
you'll say a thousand times. You okay? You okay?
Yeah.
You okay?
Yeah. She's not focusing on that.
Yeah, yeah. By the way, I gotta correct myself. And Pat Egan couldn't even back me up here either. It was Jack Parkman in Major League Two. Yeah. I said Parker. Really not getting a lot of help from you guys this morning on Major League 2 knowledge.
You didn't look for me to help you, because you knew I couldn't. Your breakfast partner, though, he should have had you back a little bit. I mean, you know.
You listen to the Fanatic at 5. We'll get more into the Sixers and replay some Arrieta comments for you last night. And we'll dive more into the Sixers game tonight versus the Nets. Game 5, closeout game. It's over. Time at the Fanatic 524.
Fanatic at 5.
On 97.5, The Fanatic.
Mike Misnelli here. Let me tell you, spring is here. I'm getting excited for how my lawn's about to look because my guys at Natural Lawn are starting to work their magic. I don't ask a lot. I just want greener grass and fewer weeds. And when my dog's running around, I don't want to be concerned about her safety. It usually comes at the expense of keeping it really green and healthy. But Natural Lawn of America uses safer organic-based lawn care products that actually reduce the amount of chemicals used on your lawn. And with Natural Lawn, you won't have to sacrifice beauty for safety. For over 25 years, Natural Lawn has been recognized as the leader in organic-based lawn care. If you're in PA or Jersey, Natural Lawn's customized treatments will give you the lush green lawn you've always wanted. Now, Natural Lawn is offering $100 off their full-service program. That's $100 off. Call Natural Lawn today for a greener lawn with fewer weeds. Tell them Mike Miss sent you. Here's the number, 855-LAWN-CARE. That's 855-LAWN-CARE. Natural Lawn of America, greener grass, fewer weeds, guaranteed.
Hi, I'm Kevin Nolan for Nolan Painting, and we are hiring. At Nolan Painting, you'll get great pay, bonuses, health insurance, a 401k plan, and a positive work environment. We're the largest residential painting company in the area and the best places to work winner. Join a vibrant organization as a full-time valued employee, not a subcontractor. At Nolan Painting, we have fun, make money, and are involved in the community. We're looking for folks that want to learn a craft and be a part of a winning team. If you're interested, check us out at nolanpainting.com.
The Home Depot's making it easy to turn your favorite moment into the perfect color for any room with the Project Color app. Upload any image, then discover the colors and paint to match. Now you're a swipe and a click closer to everything you need for your next project. Explore the most popular colors and trending palettes to find your perfect paint. Get a colorful new experience with the Project Color app, then shop our best brands with gallons starting from just $25.97 at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. U.S. only. See store for details.
New Vicks VapoCool drops. Oh, great. A sore throat keeping me from my extremely lucrative voiceover job talking about throat drops. Thanks, universe. Might as well try these new Vicks VapoCool drops. Wow, these VapoCool drops are amazing. That's not candy dressed up like a throat drop. That's a super cooling vapor power rush. It's like... Yes, yes. I don't know where that's coming from, but yes. Vaporize sore throat pain with new Vicks VapoCool drops. Use as directed.
O'Reilly Auto Parts offers O-Rewards points in-store and online. Earn points on everything from replacement parts to tools and accessories. And for every 150 points collected, you'll get a $5 reward. Earn points any way you shop. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Ooh, what a day. I'm home.
Hi, honey. Did you find your debit card?
Nope, but I disabled it with my Univest app.
Did you deposit my check?
Sure did. Love this Univest app.
And transfer money to Abby?
Done with my app.
Wow. You are awesome.
Handle all your banking remotely with Univest mobile platform. Easy, convenient, and secure. Because life needs a little more wow. Live life. Stay connected with Univest. Univest Bank and Trust Co. is member FDIC.
Ladies and gentlemen, today's opponents on Man versus Train. At the crossing, we have Rick, a 175-pound frustrated man who's running late for work. And on the tracks, we have Bull, a million-pound freight train that takes a mile to stop. Let's see who comes out on top.
You can't beat a train, so don't try. Stop. Trains can't. Paid for by NHTSA.
Well, let me tell you why a call to Colonial Generators now is the call you want to make. Not only could April showers bring no power, but summer storms leave you without air conditioning, food going bad in the fridge, no Wi-Fi, security system failures, and much more. Colonial Generators came to my house to help with all of these things. I had a whole house generator installed, which gave me peace of mind that I'll be up and running no matter what. You should call them, too. Get a free quote and see how you can have peace of mind knowing that you won't miss anything. You won't miss TV. You won't miss the sports betting you can get your hands on. You won't miss Wi-Fi in the house. Get a Colonial Generator. If there's a storm outside that would normally cut the power, the system will just switch on. No flashlights, no candles, and especially no missing the game. Colonial Generators make sure your home runs beautifully and is the reason they're number one in emergency generators. They have an unmatched selection, quick and complete installation, and, best of all, free quotes. Get the power of peace of mind. Find out more at colonialgenerators.com.
Catch up on the Philly sports you missed the night before and what's coming up later in the day. The Fanatic at 5
with Bob Cooney and Jamie Lynch.
Weekday mornings at 5 on 97.5, The Fanatic.
Welcome back in. Happy Tuesday morning, everyone, if you're just joining the show. Jamie Lynch, Bob Cooney. We got Pat Egan producing the show. Mark Farzetta coming up top of the hour, 6 a.m. We got Jimmy Kemsky on the show at 9 a.m. today to talk a little Eagles draft.
Did you finish your breakfast sandwich?
Yeah, you two are not in a good place.
I was just wondering how it was.
It's the pork roll, egg, and cheese sizzling, man. It's always good.
Okay.
It's always good. Yeah, it is.
I hear him talking in your ear.
Is he bad mouthing me? No, he said it sits on the iron throne of sizzly sandwiches, and I would agree.
Okay.
I think pork roll is the most underrated breakfast meat.
You know what's funny? I was making a big breakfast on Easter morning for, you know, everybody, and we had some people come over or whatever.
Pork roll's fine item.
I know, and I said, I think it was to Don, I said, you know, can you go in there and get the pork roll out? And it was gone. That hurt because I was in the mood for some pork roll.
You know, in central to North Jersey, they call it Taylor ham.
And I did not know that.
That's psycho stuff.
That's good central to North Jersey knowledge.
It's probably right around the line of where the Dunkin' Donuts cups change from Eagles to Giants.
Ah, yeah, very good.
Taylor ham.
I just got nervous as hell. Can I tell you why?
Why?
Because I'm looking at Twitter, and I didn't see the name, and someone says, never up this early, but taking the Cooney kids on a fishing boat out at Belmar Beach. I'm like, what? Turns out Mike Cooney is one of our followers. Yeah, no relation.
He's got his kids, Vinny and Danny, out
Vinny
there.
Vinny and Danny on the fishing boat.
Ooh.
Nice.
It's supposed to be 80 today. It's probably going to be a great morning to go out fishing.
It would be a great morning to go out golfing. I don't know why you can't because you're on baby watch.
No. I have clearance to golf and play softball today.
You are
letting me down. Pat Egan turned me down for golf.
Oh, so you're not the first person Pat Egan let down today, but well, that's for another time. Wait, you're going golfing and?
No, I'd like to go golfing. I don't have anybody to go golfing with.
Okay. All right, let's get back on track here.
Yeah, seriously, what are you doing to me?
My fault.
So if you're just joining the show, Jake Arrieta last night had some choice words for his teammates. The big story of the night, I guess Arrieta's comments are bigger than the ejection.
Absolutely they are.
But if you're just joining, Bryce Harper gets ejected in the fourth inning. The umpire last night, apparently the fat face syndrome is going around New York pretty good because he had it too. Jared Dudley and him, two fat faces in the news this week.
Wow.
I mean, he's got a big, fat, round face.
He's behind a mask. He can't tell.
Well, his mask was off when Gabe was chewing him out.
Oh, Gabe was all over him.
Gabe was fired up last night.
Guys are dripping with sweat.
He was presenting beautifully.
I think he just physically is presenting beautifully right now. We love it. We love it. I think it's incredible.
You know what he was doing with that umpire?
Oh. Kicking ass and taking names.
Mm. I love Gabe. Are you around on Gabe yet?
No.
What's he doing?
Not that I'm not around on him. I don't profess the love that comes gushing out of your body.
Yeah.
I'd say
slightly disturbed right now.
Do you want to join me
in the gay pride parade yet?
What has he done to warrant me getting on the gay pride float?
Kicking ass and taking names.
What? They're 12-10.
Let's open it up and chat.
Yeah, let's chat about your 12-10.
Throwing balls as hard as they could throw it.
Yeah, well, throw them harder because it's not working right now.
A lot of high fives.
Not really, no. You've lost 4 or 5. I'm not giving high fives. I'm sorry.
They're going to come back today and put up a 7 spot.
Okay. All right.
And you're going to feel a lot better, and then I'll have you out there.
I don't feel bad after 22 games, 12-10. I really don't. And Arrieta coming out and saying that, maybe it'll turn out to be a good thing. You nip something in the bud. Maybe he's seeing a trend that he doesn't like. But who's he talking to, Arrieta? Like, I was kind of thinking of this. And I'm not here to pound Jake Arrieta on this thing. It's really not that huge of a deal. But it just...
I kind of liked it.
Yeah, I didn't. You kind of liked it. I kind of didn't like it. I'm not going crazy on it. Like, I hated it. So I kind of didn't like it.
I think he was, as you said, trying to put a size 12 up somebody's keister.
Okay.
But I don't know who's that directed at. Well, I think it's just a general, hey, your bats suck right now.
Okay. So. He called out Harper specifically for getting thrown out of the game.
Yes.
Okay, whatever.
Yeah.
So
that's leader to leader.
I don't think you're calling out McCutcheon. Okay?
No, I think he's perfect.
Franco, I don't know. You have a backup shortstop and second base. Well, Cesar's not your backup, but he's going to be soon.
Reese hit a solo home run.
You know, one of the first things I thought of when I saw the comments, when
Aaron
I heard
Altair,
the comments this morning, was I wonder if the Cesar Hernandez base running blunder stuck in his craw
a little bit.
Because
that could have been a game that you won if Reese is able to get a sac fly there. And that could have avoided a 1-3 series and could have split. And it doesn't sound like a big deal, but that's kind of a big deal for a team mentally.
Sure it is, yeah. And then, you know, you had the delay last night. He felt like, and he said it, that the team didn't play well behind him and wasn't the dugout was flat. He was pitching his butt off, but his teammates weren't ready to play. You know, that's...
I would think Cesar is near number one on the hit list for Arrieta.
Because it's not Realmuto. It's not Hoskins.
It's not
McCutcheon.
Last night that should have gotten down that led to a run. So Arrieta sees that on Sunday, follows up with what Jake probably perceives as an unearned run.
Right.
And his blood's boiling a little bit. So maybe Cesar is the guy on the crosshairs.
Yeah.
And that's fine.
Yeah. I'm just like you said. You kind of liked it. I kind of didn't like it.
Let's play the cuts for the people so they can make their own decisions. Here's Jake Arrieta saying they were flat out there, start to finish. Jake Arrieta, where are you, Jake?
Now he's not going to say anything.
Yeah. Well, he's very chatty last night.
Yeah.
No, look, I mean, he's got to understand. Look, we need him in right field. I don't care how bad the umpire is. He wasn't great for either side. I'm out there trying to make pitches. He misses some calls. So what? Like, we need him out there. We were flat from start to finish. 2-hour delay. It doesn't matter. We have to be ready to play. We weren't. And it showed.
They weren't.
No. No, that's okay. You know, you can leave out the part where you're out there making pitches. I understand what he's saying. Like, he has to deal with the umpire on every pitch, where Harper's just really dealing when he's up at bat or whatever. That part wasn't so bad.
All right, here's the second one. Bryce ejections should have given the team a boost, yet it didn't.
He goes down. We need the next guy to come up and be ready to go. Emotionally, it should have given us a boost, but it didn't. We were flat. The dugout was flat. Defense wasn't good. Didn't throw the ball well as a staff overall. We got beat.
Why flat? Why do you guys
think we started at 8:45. I don't think our guys were ready to play. That's why.
Not ready to play, again.
Mm-hmm.
And then the final cut. This is the one, I guess, that irritates you the most. Here's Jake saying it's troubling because the guys weren't there last night.
Well, it's troubling, yeah. Well, I'm out there doing everything I can to win a game. I need my guys behind me, and they weren't.
Yeah. Nah, you could have left that off. So that's what I didn't like a little bit. I'm out there pitching, and they weren't. Like, I'm out there trying hard, and they aren't.
I mean, in fairness, he would have had to have pitched a shutout to get the win.
Okay.
You're not going to win many games when you score one run.
I think the guys behind him that have played in a lot of baseball games
know that. Do you think they understand that aspect of the game?
Yeah. I think they understand that he's out there once every 5 days.
Their goal is to get hits.
Okay, guess what? When he goes 35-0 with a 0.00 ERA, he can talk about like not being ready to play a game.
Michael O'Connor tweeted in, you know, Jake made some choice comments last year and then proceeded to suck after those comments.
That's right. I forgot about
what
that.
What were his comments last year? He ripped Gabe in the defensive alignment. And
didn't agree with them.
Yeah, he said they overshift.
Yeah.
And they do too much. And then, yeah, came out and proceeded to suck. So let's hope Jake doesn't do that. If he goes into the toilet, they're in trouble.
If he goes into the toilet. Oh, yeah.
I mean, I think Aaron Nola found himself a little bit in terms of his breaking ball on Sunday.
I don't know.
He's still allowed, you know, what, 5 runs? Maybe he settled in, but still an unknown yet. You know, Velasquez and Eflin have been solid. And Eichhoff, we'll see what happens. You know, it's a shame we don't have our number two and Nick Pivetta up here.
All right, let it go.
I mean, what were they thinking?
They were thinking that they wanted Arrieta to pitch on the Sunday night baseball opener.
Okay, then get him back to the number two.
Well, you can't switch. Oh, my God. They're creatures of habit. You can't switch it around now.
Sure. Once
they're in the midst of a 17 game and 17
days. Not right now you can, but as soon as it writes itself out and you can get him back on 5 days rest, you do it.
Okay, maybe that's the plan.
I don't get
so triggered about.
I don't get the spot in the rotation doesn't matter, people. I'm not saying you are, but they are out there.
Yeah.
I don't get it. It very much means something.
Yeah, I agree with you. I'm not even going to argue
with
you.
Stop yelling
about
at me, Bob.
I'm sorry. My bad. I'm just a little hungry. I get irritated when I'm hungry.
I see that. It's going to be an uncomfortable morning here.
Well, in another hour and a half, maybe I can order something. We'll see.
You're listening to Fanatic at 5. Coming up, we'll run through the NBA playoffs and talk about the closeout game tonight because it's over. You hate when I say that. Why are you so scared?
I don't hate it. I just, you know.
It's over.
You got to play it first.
All right. It's over.
It's over. I mean, yeah, this series. It's
over. Yeah. You think it's going 7 games? You think the Nets have that in?
No, I think Sixers Toronto open either Saturday or Sunday.
All right. Cool.
Yeah.
I'm glad to have you on board.
I'm not ready to dive into that series yet, though.
I'm saving that for tomorrow.
All right, good.
All right.
Good for you.
You're listening to Fanatic at 5. Time, it's Fanatic 541.
The Fanatic at 5.
On 97.5, The Fanatic.
Hey, it's Jamie Lynch from The Fanatic here with Luke from PropSwap. PropSwap is a great app and website where you can sell and buy tickets that you no longer want or that you do want, and you can get better odds than any casino. Luke.
Say the Milwaukee Bucks get through the gauntlet that is the East and get all the way to the championship.
Yeah, what is that at most? 3-1 there?
Exactly.
So it's 7-1 now, increasing percentages of still 2 rounds of playoffs to go. So for that equation of 7-1 now for the sure thing, or I can risk it, hope they get through 2 rounds and only get 3-1 at most, I'm taking the 7-1 every day of the week.
Right. So that's what people have to think about is that, look, like if you agree that selling your ticket makes sense ever, right? If you agree that should they get all the way to the championship, I would sell it. Then should that occur, your max value would be around 3-1 if we assume that Golden State comes out of the West. And even if Houston comes out of the West, I still think Houston would be favored in that scenario. So then you're looking at like 2-1, maybe +150. But people are saying, oh, like you should wait to sell till after they beat the Pistons. It's like, no, that is absolutely being priced into 7-1 right now. Should they roll through Detroit, which everyone knows they're going to, the value of that ticket literally might not even go up. It might even tick down because maybe they don't look as dominant as they've looked. So the value may go up to what, +675, and you can sell now at 7-1.
Yeah.
So you just need to think about what the max value of this ticket would be should they go all the way to the championship. And if you agree that you'd sell at 3-1 should they go to the championship, well, then you should be selling at 7-1 now when they still have 3 rounds to go.
Yeah, and as good as the Bucks are, yeah, they'll get out of the first round. But then, you know, a potential Celtics is looming. And then if they're able to get through that, then maybe a Sixers or Raptors are looming. It's a tough road ahead. And if you can assure yourself of those odds early on, I think it's an absolute no-brainer.
Yep.
Find better odds than any casino on PropSwap, where everyone is buying and selling active sports wagers.
Ladies and gentlemen, today's opponents on Man versus Train. At the crossing, we have Rick, a 175-pound frustrated man who's running late for work. And on the tracks, we have Bull, a million-pound freight train that takes a mile to stop. Let's see who comes out on top.
You can't beat a train, so don't try. Stop. Trains can't. Paid for by NHTSA.
The Home Depot's making it easy to turn your favorite moment into the perfect color for any room with the Project Color app. upload any image, then discover the colors and paint to match. Now you're a swipe and a click closer to everything you need for your next project. Explore the most popular colors and trending palettes to find your perfect paint. Get a colorful new experience with the Project Color app, then shop our best brands, with gallons starting from just $25.97 at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. U.S. only. See store for details.
O'Reilly Auto Parts offers O-Rewards points in-store and online. Earn points on everything from replacement parts to tools and accessories. And for every 150 points collected, you'll get a $5 reward. Earn points any way you shop. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
New Vicks VapoCool drops. Oh, great. A sore throat keeping me from my extremely lucrative voiceover job talking about throat drops. Thanks, universe. Might as well try these new Vicks VapoCool drops. Wow, these VapoCool drops are amazing. That's not candy dressed up like a throat drop. That's a super cooling VapoPower rush. It's like... Yes. I don't know where that's coming from, but yes. Vaporize sore throat pain with new Vicks VapoCool drops. Use as directed.
The weather's heating up, which means it's the perfect time to get that brake job done. At AutoZone, we have everything you need to do it right. Replacing your brake pads? It might be time to replace your rotors, too. Our Duralast brake bundle has the proven tough Duralast pads and rotors you need to do the complete job, starting at only $99.99 and sold only at AutoZone. Getting the job done just got easier. Let us help you at more than 5,600 locations nationwide. See store for restrictions and details.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Hi, I'm Kevin Nolan from Nolan Painting. At Nolan Painting, we believe that everyone who puts in an honest day's work should expect to earn a living wage. If you have solid work experience and a vehicle, we can start you at $15 an hour and we'll teach you how to paint. From there, you will steadily earn more as you grow into the job and become a valuable member of our winning team. You can expect bonuses, health insurance, a 401k plan, and a great work environment. We're actively hiring positive people. If this sounds interesting to you, contact us at nolanpainting.com.
Catch up on the Philly sports you missed the night before. And what's coming up later in the day. The Fanatic at 5.
With Bob Cooney and Jamie Lynch.
Weekday mornings at 5 on 97.5. The Fanatic.
Jamie Lynch, Bob Cooney, Fanatic at 5. Welcome in. Happy Tuesday morning.
Not really happy.
Yeah, Tuesdays kind of suck, right? On the grand... I mean, I guess it's better than Monday. I had mush brain yesterday.
I had a case of the Mondays.
Yeah, I didn't feel great yesterday after the show either.
Well, your back's all mangled up.
Nah, it's feeling better.
All right?
Good, yeah.
Good enough to golf?
I'm going to give that a week.
Nah.
Yeah.
Killing me, Smalls. But welcome back in. Phillies lose last night up
in... I was going to go out golfing with Egan, but...
Well, I just hope to repair your guys' relationship today.
No desire to do that
now. Sicily should not divide your house.
It's just like, so he goes there, he thinks of you, he gets... Like, how do you not go to the next level and say, oh, I think... Now I'm not being a baby here, I'm just hurt.
And then...
Like, well, how I mean, do I not... What can I get Bob?
It's a line.
Like, I'm just saying.
And then he's got to get Mark one, and then he's got to get Coach one.
No, he doesn't. We're the only people in here at 4 o'clock in the morning. It's just the three of us.
It's the line.
It's just the three of us.
It's a slippery slope.
No, it's really not.
He's hitting you with the crying baby sound effects.
I don't hear a thing.
I'm going to have enough of that in my future, Pat. I think I'm good for the time being on
Pat's,
the base.
Pat's getting it right now, too.
So the Phillies,
I love when he comes in and says, man, that kid just doesn't like me. He does his cry.
All right, so the Phillies, let's get back on 5-1, track
5-1, they lose last night. Jake Arrieta has some choice comments for the team. If you're just joining us, Bryce Harper gets ejected.
Gabe Kapler went bonkers at the umpire last night.
He
was presenting beautifully. Yeah. I wonder if he was, after yelling so much, if he was...
Guys are dripping with sweat.
He probably
was. And taking names.
He was doing both of them.
Let's take a look here at the old line tonight. Bob, do you think it's moved off the 7.5?
If anything, I'll say it's grown. I'll go 8 now since Embiid's probable.
Ooh, look at the big brain on Bob.
Yeah, got that?
8.5.
Oh. Yeah.
It's over. What do you think tonight? Does Kenny Atkinson have any moves up his sleeve where...
Like,
is there anything left?
Like, short of like a Rhonda Hollis Jefferson coming off the bench and getting you 40 points, I just don't know where they can get it from. Yeah. I think they've exhausted all their attempts to take the Sixers off their games, both physically and mentally. I just don't think it's going to
I would agree.
Happen. Yeah, and you know, the Nets owner coming out saying we fully support our GM and storming the locker room, you know, because our fans just want a fair game. Did you miss the carry call with 1:45 to go? I mean, how do you just blatantly miss that?
It was bad. It was egregious.
It was horrible. Like, how do you just miss that? And your team hits a three-pointer after that when the Sixers should have gotten the ball back with a one-point lead and a minute and a half to go.
Yeah. I mean, what is it with teams losing to Philadelphia? Like, the Minnesota Vikings turned into the biggest babies in the world. The Nets are turning into babies. Like, it's just weird. Like, teams can't deal with losing to Philly. Like, it's not that bad. We have some pretty good teams here. Lighten up. But I think people hate us so much that when they lose to us, they soil themselves. They just poop themselves.
Okay.
That's what I meant by soil.
I understood what you meant. You did not have to further...
Maybe pee and poop. But they seem to have a real tough time with it.
Yeah, they don't like losing to Philly. I don't know what it is. Atkinson actually has been the one guy that hasn't been all that bad through this all.
The owner and the GM.
The owner, the GM, Dudley, you know, all the guys complaining about, it should have been two flagrant fouls on Embiid. Get out of here. Like... If you look at that play over and over again, there's an argument to be made that it wasn't even a foul.
It's not even a foul. Jared Allen's weak-ass arms went back into his own head because Embiid ate him alive. It's just pathetic what they're doing.
Yeah. But should be. I like the stat that you gave earlier. 23-0 teams going into a game 5 after having won a game 4 and favored by 8.5 or more points.
Yeah, 8 or more. 23-0. You can't argue.
You can't argue with it.
I mean, that line is the line for a reason, because the Sixers are going to beat their ass tonight.
I would lean that way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What do you think, Joel Embiid? Do you put him on any sort of minutes restriction if the game's in hand? Or do you have
the game's in hand? Yeah, you just like any regulars, you don't want them to get hurt any further. I'm not saying him specifically, anybody. You don't need them out on the court if it's Jimmy Butler, Ben Simmons. You know, it's similar to game 2 when they were blowing them out to start the fourth. I don't know why the starters went in to start that fourth. You had 4 starters in a reserve. You play to the game. When you need him beat out there, you're playing him, and you know, should it get out of hand and late enough where you can sit him on the bench, then you do so. I'm not looking to rest him anymore tonight. I look to play him until the game's decided,
but you try to keep him to 12 minutes in the first half type of thing?
No, not doing that. Whatever normalcy is.
Right, you don't have to get mad about it.
I'm pissed. You get on my nerves.
Here's Brett Brown talking about taking the oxygen out of the series tonight and basically not taking the foot off the pedal. Here's Brett, courtesy of NBC Sports Philly.
I mean, it'll be all the things that you would expect me to say. It's the same conversation, you know, that we had closing out Miami last year. As best you can, you want to take the oxygen out of the series. You know, it's done, in my mind, through defense first. And there's no secret how this game tomorrow will be played, given the complaints that have surfaced.
Basically, I think he's saying it's going to be overcalled.
Yeah.
And it probably will be, unfortunately, because, you know, sometimes when a baby cries so much, you got to give him a bottle. And the league might give Kenny Atkinson and the Nets...
Yeah, maybe, but I don't see it that way. No. I don't. I referees are human too, and they know how much crying's been going on, so it's kind of like, screw you, play the game.
Cry it out, baby.
Yeah.
Sometimes you got to let those babies cry it out.
That's right.
Mike and Del Ran, what's going on this morning, Mike? Mike?
Bob sounded hangry this morning. I'm with you, man.
Yeah, he's hangry.
If you're going to show up somewhere, if you're going to grab food on the way to something, you eat it in the car first. You don't wait till you get there and eat in front of everybody else. You didn't get somebody.
Pat brought me a sandwich.
Oh, he brought you one and not Bob?
Oh my God,
that's even worse.
I hear you, Mike.
Yeah, that's a violation, brother.
Salt into the wound.
Yeah, sorry. Bob, that ain't right, Bob. You know what, Jamie, I was getting ready to call as soon as you said it. What's up with these teams that play Philadelphia and turn into a bunch of women?
What's going on?
I mean, I never even knew the Nets coach's name until this series because I couldn't care less. or could care less, or however that saying goes. But, to support, for the owner to support your GM to go into the official's locker room, I don't know if I've heard of many more things.
No, and everybody around the NBA says that Sean Marks is, very well respected and level-headed and not like this at all. Losing to Philadelphia teams just messes people up.
Well, he's an idiot. You know what? I think tonight, halfway through the fourth, we're going to see Court Boz and Zaire tonight because they're going to smash them around tonight.
Zaire.
I hope Joel Embiid blows up for 40 points. Dudley's not suspended, right? He plays, right?
Yeah, he plays.
I want Mike Scott to take him into the first row tonight. It's just all out. I don't care. We can go a game without Mike Scott next series. It's all good.
Yeah. Well, actually, maybe not. All right, Mike, we'll talk to you.
Thanks, buddy.
Yeah, unfortunately, you need Mike Scott a lot.
Yeah, no. We don't need him getting suspended for
that. But if Hayward Highsmith wants to get in the game or Amir Johnson and tackle Jared Dudley into the scorer's table, I'm totally cool with that. You're listening to Fanatic at 5. Thanks, everyone, for listening. We'll be back at it again tomorrow, Wednesday. Robert and Lawrenceville will get you up next, talking Sixers. Mark Farzetta, Bob Cooney, myself coming up next. Thanks to Pat Egan for the sizzly and producing today. Bob, I hope to repair you guys' relationship today.
I think it's irreparable.
That's my goal, because I'm a team player. And I don't want to
try
split,
too hard.
I don't want to split clubhouse like Jake Arrieta is trying to do. Just kidding. Mark Farzetta up next. Time at Fanatic 5:55.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.